The Robert H. Jackson Center, named after the former Supreme Court Justice from Jamestown, will host Chief Justice John Roberts on May 17th. The center's co-founder, Gregory Peterson, says the public's invited to hear Roberts, who will speak from the front porch of the former mansion.
The streets will be closed off, and we expect 2,000 to 3,000 members of the public to be there to listen to his presentation. And the majority of that group will be students. Opportunity, a rare opportunity to actually see and listen to the number one member of the judiciary in the United States.
It's not the first high-profile visit for the Jackson Center. It was dedicated in 2003 by Chief Justice William Rehnquist, who happened to be Jackson's former law clerk. And Peterson says it turns out, at the time, Roberts worked for Rehnquist.
So in a perfect linear approach, you have Robert H. Jackson, Chief Justice Rehnquist, Chief Justice Roberts, and it happens to be the 10th anniversary of the dedication of the facility. It's nice and symmetrical.
Along with serving on the Supreme Court, Jackson led the prosecution of Nazis during the Nuremberg trials after World War II. Congress recently recognized his contributions by naming Buffalo's new federal courthouse in his honor. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.